Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to a very special Christmas episode.
Also, I have Kimfluenza right now, so I apologize about the many coughs I'm going to try to avoid having.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'll get her tea after this. Steven won't let us do it now.
Yeah, because we got to get the beats down, you know? Like, the beats aren't going to wait for nobody. Also, I don't sound like I've been smoking for 45 years, which...
So that's good.
Yeah.
Your voice is back
I was
to
like,
normal.
It's fine, sweetheart. Like, I was like, who the fuck
was
that?
Your name was like,
yeah.
Fran or something?
Oh, yeah, definitely Fran.
He's like, let me give you some advice.
My fifth husband, he was the good one.
All right, anyways, Christmas bonus episode.
We're a week away from Christmas, and I gotta say it is... shocking that we are that close.
True. But we are also releasing this on Christmas as a gift for you.
Because
you're
we
welcome.
Love you.
So.
No, we like you. It's fine.
You're like pretty okay. Okay, so originally I was going to do Krampus. But like everyone knows Krampus, so.
There's a movie on it if
yeah.
you have a question.
Quick side note. When we went to Universal Studios a few years ago. For Halloween, and they did like all the haunted houses and stuff, which was like the coolest thing ever. They had a Krampus house, and it was the scariest one.
Wasn't it the Haunted Mansion?
No.
Okay, I went to they one were... around Halloween, and
okay.
it was like
no. Universal Studios does like a whole like thing where there was like five different themed haunted houses, and the Krampus one was the scariest one. They had like dancing gingerbread men. It was terrifying.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Anyway, so I was going to do Krampus, and then I was doing my research on Krampus, and then I came across this other guy who is kind of in the same vein, like he's like an anti-Santa Claus, but he's French. And his
That's
name...
That's the scariest part of this whole thing.
Cheese. Wine. French accents.
But especially the cheese, my God.
God, I love cheese.
I will not be
Well, for you,
tonight.
That's like
yeah,
a nightmare.
Yeah, for like it is a nightmare, a living nightmare.
So this is the story of Hans Trapp, aka the Christmas Scarecrow.
Dun dun dun.
So my source for this was an article on Ripley's Believe It or Not website, and it's called The Terrible Tale of Hans Trapp. So Hans Trapp was a man who lived in the 1400s, and he lived in the region of Alsace, France.
Thank you for pronunciation, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. My Frenchman husband, he told me how to say it. I was going to say Alsace. That's immediately wrong.
Immediately
Alsace.
No.
So he was basically a shitty rich person who... allegedly sold his soul to the devil to get more wealth and power.
I mean,
you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah.
So,
it's tough out there.
It's tough out there. Apparently, word gets out quick about soul sales, and the Pope seized all of his land and his wealth. And on top of that, he was like, you're excommunicated, bitch. So... dude had to go live in the mountains of Bavaria, Germany.
It just sounds cold.
It is cold. I have been to Germany, and I've actually been to Bavaria, and we went in February, and it was fucking freezing. We went to Neuschwanstein.
Like, right when you said that, I was like, just gotta chill.
Literally, we were, like, shivering the whole time.
Oh, that
I
sounds...
was like, I'm fine. I'm from Colorado. No.
No.
No, no, no. No,
it's a different kind.
It's a different kind of cold. So anyways, He's in the mountains. He's being a mountain man. A la the Grinch, he gets very grumpy about being excommunicated and all of his wealth being taken away from him.
I mean, fair.
You know, like, I'd be kind of mad, too. Yeah. Probably his heart shrunk. And at some point, he decides...
Happens to the best of us.
He likes to eat human flesh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's a hobby.
It... You know what? You go with your bad self. You do you.
You do you, Hans. And so...
Is he... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to say it.
Okay.
He's excommunicated. He's not around people. Where is he getting this flesh from?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. So...
Okay. All right.
He, like, stakes people out on, like, roads in the forest. So, like, he'll find, like, a commonly used road and just, like, fucking hang out there all day. And, mind you, he's wearing his scarecrow outfit. He just, like, stuffs a bunch of straw in his, like, hat, in his, like, collar, and, like, his hands.
Sounds comfortable. His legs.
Yeah, super comfortable for him. So that, like, people can't see his face, I guess. Like, not that anyone's gonna be, like...
Oh my God, now. Hans? People aren't filming it. Like, Hans.
Is that you? Oh my God. It's been forever.
Girl. I heard you got excommunicated. What are you doing here?
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, he like dresses up like a scarecrow and just kind of like waits by roads. And that's how he finds his victims.
Makes sense. It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense like how it happens.
Sure. So, as legend has it, one day, he stabs a 10-year-old shepherd boy and takes him back to his scarecrow cave. And he's, like, cooking him up. He's getting him, you know, he's got some herbs on there, roasting him.
And did he make him into KFC, like, 12 herbs and spices? I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Or maybe a jerky.
My brain was like, don't do it. And then my other brain was like, but maybe do it.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's using forest herbs. So he's like, he's got him all cooked up, and just as he's about to sit down and like enjoy his dinner, he is struck by a lightning bolt. Probably from God.
I'm guessing.
Fully dies right there.
So, sounds like the reign of terror wasn't too long.
The devil was like, I'm done with you. God, strike him down. So... Basically, that legend is told to children. And today, it's kind of like you tell your kids to scare them. You're like, if you're not good, then the ghost of the scarecrow.
Okay, one of my nieces would have a mental breakdown. So,
well, it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
The scarecrow ghost.
The other ones would be like, what's going on? That's cool. And like the oldest one would be like, I'm out.
She'd be like, I have questions for him.
I have questions and I am now.
What do we
scarred.
Leave him? Like, is it like, you know, you leave some carrots for Rudolph, you leave some cookies for Santa. What do we leave
poison.
The scarecrow ghost of Hans Trapp?
Ooh, fire.
Scarecrows. He probably loves fire. Maybe fireball. Just because, like, you don't want to just leave fire.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's like burn it down, you know?
Right. Probably not good for his scarecrowness.
Scarecrowness.
So, yeah, that's kind of like the story that people tell their kids.
So, how did they get involved with Christmas? Is that kind of when it was going on, I'm sure? Probably.
So, it kind of got involved with Christmas because even though this character is like a legend, he's also based off of an actual dude. Who was excommunicated.
Yeah.
But then he was, like, all high and mighty with the French court. He, like, he did good things, I guess. And he was actually a knight. And even though he, like, didn't eat children, there were kind of, like, rumors or, like, I guess another sort of, like, semi-legend that he would go with Santa Claus to different towns. And kind of, like, wear his knight outfit and, like, scare children into being, like, don't be bad.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah,
so
no, that makes
it wasn't
sense.
The extent of the actual legend where he would, like, eat you.
Yeah.
But there is a possibility, I don't even know if it's a possibility, it rumored that he did travel with Santa Claus.
Well, I'm not going to be taking any, you know, German back roads during Christmas.
Right. You might
lesson
get
learned
eaten by a
and if I see straw, I am bringing out a lighter immediately.
Oh my gosh, what if you like told your kids this and then you just like left straw like on Christmas Eve? Be like, I fucking told you, you better behave.
I am so sick of you just not listening to me. Oh my God, that'd be like messed up.
That would be messed up.
But kind of funny.
But also a little hilarious.
I mean, Elf on the Shelf is terrifying.
Dude, some of these Elf on the Shelf things are out of hand. Have you seen the like thing where someone posted, I think it was like on Instagram and it went viral, where it was like the Elf on the Shelf, they had like several, made them
pasta
breakfast.
Oh
yes.
My God. And they're like, I
and
do not
like
love my children this
pasta
much. Yeah.
And it's like all over the kitchen and people are like,
I mean, if I didn't work,
no,
I guess like
it seems like a lot
really,
of work to really,
yeah,
like,
it sounds like
make
so
your child believe that an elf exists.
Yeah, and I've seen people forget, so they're like, they message their like sibling, like, pretend to be Santa.
Right.
Don't listen to this.
I don't know. I never did
kid.
That as
yeah.
a kid. That wasn't ever a thing for us.
No, I don't think. No, I don't think.
I think
it
it's
was.
A newer thing.
It is a newer thing because I remember like a few years ago, my mom did it, and like we came over for breakfast and she,
for the
like,
grandkids.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And she had them like she had the Elf on the Shelf diving into a, like a cup full of marshmallows. It was
Aww,
really cute. Yeah.
That's cute.
And then was like, I guess we'll make hot chocolate. It was really sweet.
Oh, that's precious.
Yeah, and I know it wasn't, like, anything crazy, but she had, like, marshmallows on the table.
Aww.
Like, look at this little elf did. And I'm like, oh, Karen, you are adorable.
That's so cute. Like, that's nice. You know, like, I feel like some of these stories of, like, Krampus and Hans Trapp, the Christmas scarecrow, it's kind of like, wow, like, that's traumatizing and terrifying.
The scariest part is it's real. Like, it wasn't based on just, like, a legend, like, I mean, it was, like,
I mean, like
based on a little bit of,
like... he
like,
didn't eat children, but...
Yeah. I mean, who knows? He liked...
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
There's no record of it. He could have. If he was just in the Bavarian forest, maybe. We don't know.
Yeah. Don't
Who's
know
keeping records
doing?
Out there?
Yeah. Kids don't have bedtimes at that time.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's Perfect. Our little mini bonus episode. Enjoy.
Super little. But
have
we...
some nightmares.
Yeah. But, like, also, have a Merry Christmas, and, oh my God, we're coming on New Year's.
2023.
I'm
Let's excited.
Get some. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane. Well, thank you so much for listening. We have an Instagram. It's Mysterious Mavens Pod. And we also have an email. We love to hear stories or,
yes.
you know, self-care tips. Because if you listen to a full-length episode, you know we... pay attention to that. We're mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, so hit us up, send us your stories if you have a weird Christmas tradition or Christmas nightmare.
Oh, I
know.
Love hearing weird Christmas traditions. That's
yeah,
like
me
the
too.
Best. Yeah,
it's my favorite. Okay, bye.
Bye.